Is that Leslie effect an actual Leslie?
Yeah.
I think we generally, yeah, there's always that element. If a song's kind of organized and assembled and in some ways very coherent, there's always a need or a component within the band that has to disassemble that. There's also seriously a wildness and a chaos, and that's present with all the individuals in the band. And often that's described with the guitar solos, often with the bass runs. And if it isn't done with that, then the vocals will carry it, or the drums will do something crazy. So there's always a way to sort of unseat the song and to unseat the comfort level of the listener. And that's not necessarily to be provocative, other than to entertain ourselves. There's a way that we enjoy unseating ourselves and keeping ourselves on our toes and listening and enjoying the music. We hope that that would translate to the audience. That's like the most piano-friendly song. It sounds like it's composed on piano. Well, that's the most impressive thing about it, is that Chris achieved this simply with his voice and his guitar. It successfully can have its translation both in hard rock and believe it or not, in like this with some lounge artists from our parents' age. I think Steve and Edie Gourmet did a cover. It was insane. But a lot of different covers of that. There are a few songs that have that kind of versatility because they really frame the vocals nicely and they're chordally friendly. Black Hole Sun was a very strong song in its composition with that regard. It allows it to be versatile with other musical contexts. But once again, there's a disassembling. From that, I think it's mostly from the guitar solo and some of the strange atonal vocals that give it that other element that prevents it from being pedestrian. The video, it was like one of the first videos we did that I actually enjoyed the director's vision. It's like, oh, he said what he was going to do, and he kind of did it. It was great. The band was always best when it was identifying with and communicating with the audience directly, and that's easiest when the audience is comprised of people like yourself and your friends and your peers. So, in other words, it was really easy in the 80s and the early 90s after 91 or 92 and a lot of the Seattle thing blew up. It did become a little bit more difficult because you had to try to speak to people who were perhaps alien from your scene or your subculture in a way that they could relate to it. And a lot of times those people got it wrong. That wasn't a problem in the earlier days. It became a problem a little bit later.